What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Browns beat writer, Cleveland.com, and a plain dealer from the Window Nation guest hotline. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Good morning to you, Mary Kay.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. First of all, before we go on into the sports talk, wanted to congratulate. Had a chance to meet you when Vinny and I used to come to Cleveland. Class act. Congratulations on being a recipient of the Bill Nunn Award at the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, thank you so much. It was very exciting. I'm humbled and honored to receive that award, and I'm greatly appreciative of it.
Now we go on to the topic at hand. Browns coming to Baltimore this Sunday. Cleveland radio host Andy Baskin, we just covered this from 92.3, says he thought it was a horse crap move for the Baltimore Ravens to celebrate their 30th anniversary while the Browns were in town. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Andy was inspired by my appearance on their radio show yesterday when I brought that up, and I wrote a column about it yesterday. So I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it or not yourselves, but I wrote a column about it. And my whole piece on this is that I just think that they could have picked another week. And the people that I care about in this situation are the fans. It's not the politicians. It's not the owners. It's not how it all went down. It's just the fans of Cleveland who were absolutely crushed and devastated when Art Modell ripped the Cleveland Browns out of Cleveland. Absolutely devastated. I watched it. I lived through it. I stood in that stadium when fans were sobbing and Steve Everett was crying, walking around trying to console fans. I watched this town live without football for those years, not knowing when and if it was coming back. And I just think that there is a decorum here that could be used or utilized in this situation where there is some kind of compassion for what those Browns fans went through back then. It wasn't their decision to let the Cleveland Browns leave town. And certainly it was just a very painful time in Cleveland Browns history. So I just think another week could have been chosen.
I guess if we did a poll of how would Ravens fans feel if they went to Indy and the Colts celebrated their anniversary out there when we played, I guess. Anyway, I'm going to ask how – I can never tell with the Browns at the beginning of the season. Sometimes they look like they're going to win games they shouldn't and be competitive. They always seem to have a good off season. What do you think of this season's Browns team? I know they lost to the Bengals by 1 point this weekend, but – you have Flacco quarterbacking, who I still think has got something left in the tank. What's the team look like?
Well, I think the defense is better than people thought it was going to be. So many people had the Browns 31 in their power rankings heading into week one, not taking into account that they have arguably the best pass rusher in the NFL in Myles Garrett, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL in Denzel Ward. Of course, it has to hold up over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks and see how it actually goes. But they did a nice job on what was a high-flying Bengals offense last year. So in the second half, they held them to 7 yards. They kept shutting them down time and time again. They had minus 18 yards in the fourth quarter. They managed only one first down in the second half and 3 points. So the defense did plenty enough to keep the Browns in the football game. But what happened, obviously, were 4 egregious mistakes. And that was 2 missed kicks by the kicker, including the potential game winner with 2:22 left. It was just a 36-yarder. An extra point that would have at least tied the game. And then 2 dropped passes that bounced into the hands of Bengals defenders. So it just wasn't a clean football game by the Cleveland Browns. And here's the thing about this edition of the Cleveland Browns. They have to play clean ball. They have to play clean ball. It's easier said than done when you're talking about a young football team. But they don't have enough talent at every single position right now to not play clean ball.
When or if do you think we see Shedeur Sanders at some point this year?
Well, the next man up is Dillon Gabriel. So, first of all, Joe would have to falter. And I think he had a pretty good opener. So it's Joe's job to keep for as long as he can keep it. And then Dillon comes in and shows what he can do. So if Shedeur is going to get in there, it's probably going to be somewhere in the second half of the season, and he's going to have to be good and ready because he wasn't ready in preseason. And that's just the truth. He just wasn't ready for the moment in preseason, but he's coming up the learning curve really nicely, and he does something really well that you need to have in this business, and that is elite accuracy. He's got that, and it is legit. So I think that will serve him well.
All right, Mary Kay, give us a winner.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say the Ravens just because I know that they're going to be snorting mad from what happened to them in their opener, and they're going to be at home where it's going to be really difficult to play. And again, they're going to have all of these guys back, and it's going to be the big celebration and all the pageantry and the hoopla. So I think they're probably going to come out with a victory.
There she is, Mary Kay Cabot. Thanks a lot, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.